The border city of Juarez, Mexico, is safe and open for business. That's the message of a new tourism campaign trying to repair the image of a place once known as the most violent city in the world. They're calling for more cooperation also among cities along the U.S.-Mexico border. But could President Donald Trump's tough stance on immigration derail those efforts? Laura Ibarra is director of the campaign I Love Juarez, and she joins us now. Hello, Laura.
Hi, thank you.
Well, Laura, first of all, let me ask you, back in 2010, Juarez had more than 3,000 homicides. I think it was the thing that put it in the news here in the United States most frequently. So I'm curious, now, first and foremost, is Juarez safe for visitors?
Yes, it's definitely safer. I don't think we can ever get, 100% rid of the violence going on, but it's the environment has completely changed. The safety has increased, and I think a lot of the people here especially have changed a lot.
Yeah, so that number of homicides dropped down to just 269 in 2015, so a remarkable difference. What's driven all that change?
I think it's a lot of factors have, taken a part of that. I think it's been mostly, honestly, the community, that a lot of people just kind of, we got tired of that, and we started looking for ways to change as a community, and, not just blame it on the government or blame it on someone else, but rather everyone started taking action. NGOs, a lot of businessmen, and, a lot of things going on.
So it's interesting because, I feel like many Americans, maybe they would be curious to visit El Paso if they hadn't already in Texas. What's your pitch to them to cross the border and come visit Juarez instead of just staying in El Paso?
It's really amazing, what we have in this region. First of all, the different culture, the different language, the food is definitely different. And most of all, the people, it's amazing if you come to El Paso, Texas, or even Las Cruces, New Mexico, the fact that you can be in a completely different country and in a completely different culture in less than an hour. So obviously it's, New York City, but we have a lot of good things going on here as well.
Well, of course, we're having this conversation at a time where President Donald Trump, he has said for a long, long time he wants to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Can you just, first of all, describe to us what the border crossing between Juarez and the United States is like now?
Right now, it's the same. Nothing has really changed. However, there is a lot of, that uncertainty going on. I know a lot of my close friends. I grew up here in the border. I lived in Mexico and I studied in the U.S., so I crossed the border literally every single day. And I think a lot of people still do that up to now. But like I said, people are scared, and it's something that's definitely on everyone's minds. However, there's also a lot of hope going on. The reality is different. The reality is that people in Juarez and El Paso work together and they study together, and that's not going to change. No matter, how many walls you build or no matter what happens, I don't think that's going to change.
So that's really interesting, Laura, because I was just about to ask you whether or not you're concerned that, all this talk and focus in the United States on immigration could interfere with your desire to build closer connections with El Paso and Las Cruces.
At first I was scared, but as we started this regional project that we're working on and we started going to El Paso and Las Cruces a lot more often, and we started presenting this project to, businessmen and economic development and touristic growth, and everyone has been really, really open about it. And they're like, we needed this. Like, no matter how many walls you build, it's, they're not going to bring us down. And I think that's been amazing, the welcome feeling that we've received from people in El Paso and Las Cruces.
And finally, I can hear your passion and love for your city. Do you feel confident about Juarez's future, or is part of you still concerned that it could slide back into that era of violence that damaged the city for so long?
I think that what we went through changed all of us. I think we are more alert. It's just like something that you kind of get used to. You're walking on the street and then you're just kind of like looking, behind your back. But at the same time, I am very hopeful. I think that like I said, I realized that it depends on all of us to do something to, you know, to make this not happen again. And a lot of people are working really hard. Like I said, we're working on a regional project right now, which consists of a map and, you know, mobile application to attract tourism to the region, Juarez, El Paso, and Las Cruces. And, like, honestly, yes, I am a little bit scared. Like I said, it's always, you know, in the back of my mind. But at the same time, I know as long as I'm here, we're going to keep working hard to make sure that we never go back to that, you know, state of violence that we went through earlier.
Yeah. Well, Laura Ibarra is director of the tourism campaign I Love Juarez. Laura, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.